From NPR West, I'm Shea Stevens. Afghan President Hamid Karzai is expected to announce Tuesday that he will face his closest challenger, Abdullah Abdullah, in a runoff election following the disputed August 20th vote. Defense Secretary Robert Gates says it will take time for Afghan officials to resolve their problems, but the Obama administration can't put its Afghan plans on hold until that happens.
Obviously, it would be easier had the election come out in a different way and been conducted without the kind of irregularities that have been identified.
Gates was speaking aboard a military plane heading to Tokyo. He told reporters that the U.S. and its allies will work with the Afghan government. In the meantime, he says President Obama is moving forward with his assessment of the needs in the Afghan war. Patients who use medical marijuana and their sanctioned suppliers will not be targeted for federal prosecution, according to a new Justice Department policy memo. NPR's Mandalit Del Barco reports.
The Justice Department's new policy orders authorities to not arrest or charge people who use or supply medical marijuana allowed under law by 14 states, including California. But federal prosecutors are still advised to go after people distributing beyond what's permitted. Attorney General Eric Holder says the new policy officially reverses President Bush's stance on medical marijuana. Critics say it's a tactical retreat in the fight against drug cartels. But advocates are relieved, as well as by news that a superior court judge in Los Angeles has temporarily barred the city from enforcing a moratorium on medical marijuana clinics. There are now as many as 900 dispensaries in L.A. In some neighborhoods, they outnumber Starbucks. Mandalit Del Barco, NPR News.
The Treasury Department has announced a new effort to support the housing market by helping the state and local agencies that provide affordable mortgage loans. NPR's Chris Arnold has the story.
The government is propping up state housing finance agencies. In a normal year, these agencies make upwards of $15 billion worth of home loans to first-time homebuyers. But the credit crisis has been squeezing many of them so badly that they can't loan out any money. Michael Barr is Assistant Treasury Secretary for Financial Institutions. He announced the new effort on a conference call.
They have historically performed a critical function in serving first-time homebuyers across the country. The state of the current market has made it very, very difficult for them.
So the government is now going to basically step in and buy bonds from the state housing agencies that will provide them with the money that they need to lend. Barr predicts that the program will not cost taxpayers any money because the state agencies will pay fees that would cover potential costs. Chris Arnold, NPR News.
On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average gained 96 points to close at 10,092. This is NPR News. A former government scientist has been arrested on charges of espionage. Stuart Nozette of Maryland is accused of making arrangements to deliver classified information to an undercover FBI agent posing as an Israeli intelligence officer. Nozette has worked for various government agencies, including the Energy Department, the Defense Department, and NASA. He is expected to make his initial appearance in federal court in Washington on Tuesday. Nigeria's parliament is considering a plan to give a 10% share of the country's oil and gas revenues to residents of the turbulent Niger Delta in hopes of ending a violent militant campaign. NPR's Ophabia Quistarkton has more.
Nigeria's lawmakers are to decide whether to add the proposed equity deal to the oil reform bill. The proposal for the volatile oil exporting region is a bold initiative by President Umaru Musa Araduwa, but tough to implement with expected objections from other regions. Niger Delta residents would be entitled to cash benefits as part of hundreds of millions of development dollars for the impoverished region. For the past 3 years, militant attacks have targeted key installations, crippling Nigeria's oil industry. Rebels demanded greater local control of dividends from oil pumped in their own backyards. The government called them criminals. The president changed tack and offered the rebels an amnesty in exchange for their arms, a deal most militant leaders have accepted. Ophabia Quistarkton, NPR News, Dakar.
Again in stocks, the Dow Industrials up 96 points, the Nasdaq rose 19, and the S&P 500 gained 10 points. I'm Shea Stevens, NPR News.